Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Laura Scott. I am president and creative director and co-founder of Ping Vision. We're an interactive design and development company based in Boulder, Colorado. We started off actually in 2004, 2005 doing online video and some DVD design work. But I was getting into Drupal in 2004. And in 2005, as I was helping people out in support forums and things like that, people started asking me to help them out. And pretty soon we were actually doing Drupal projects, doing design and development for Drupal stuff until it was outweighing what we were doing for DVD and video. And now pretty much everything we do involves Drupal in some way or another. We generally do larger projects. Every project that we do involves some degree of integration, some degree of custom development, custom module development, and quite often imports, sometimes from obscure systems that no one really knows what they are anymore, to things like Oracle and Microsoft SQL and things like that. So we've been doing a lot of publishing sites. We've been doing some universities, nonprofits, sort of across the board. We don't really specialize.
And how many people are at Ping Vision?
Right now there are a dozen of us, I believe. We were a little larger, but the economic slowdown, I think, sort of plateaued the demand, and so things are kind of leveling off for a while. Now we're seeing demand going back up in a very, very big way. So we're looking to hire up, and that's always the challenge, finding good people.
And so you had a presentation here about interaction design. Maybe you could talk a bit about like what did you discuss in that session or will discuss?
Yeah, it's actually tomorrow morning. It is about how design is more than just skin. When it comes to interaction design, we're talking about functionality. We're talking about things that are programmed as well as things you see or, you know, the skin on the website. And I sort of start from looking at products and how products are designed and how the balance between pure aesthetics and functionality play out. And then I apply that to the web context and software context.
And so talk a bit about your process in terms of like how does that break down into tasks and roles and like the timeline, you know, some of these things that you're talking about. Is this the beginning of the project, end or the middle or throughout? Maybe just sort of talk more specifically in terms of like the different timing and tasks that are happening here.
Well, I think it is almost something that it's always happening and it's not so much project specific. It affects, though, how you might develop a module. It's how you're servicing the user. There are dozens, hundreds of principles and patterns to be aware of. And these things change so that what users are familiar with today are different than what they were familiar with 4 years ago. And as things move forward, we're going to see more of that. I think websites today are much more like applications. Whereas, you know, 10 years ago, I started doing websites in 95. They were much more primitive and was really much more of viewing content on demand as opposed to interacting with software. Instead of having a descriptive link, it would say, click here.
And so is there any sort of these design patterns that Drupal does really well out of the box? And are there some that you have to kind of like put on additional modules and theming and sort of talk a bit about that process?
That's a tough one. Yes and no. There's some things that Drupal does very well and some things that are rather problematic. One of the things that I highlighted in my presentation when I did it at Drupal Camp Colorado was the Welcome to Your Drupal website page, which since then has been much improved. But it was basically a disaster area with five or six or seven different specific usability problems that were confusing, and it overwhelmed the user and didn't really serve the purpose. On the other hand, if you look at Views 2, early on in the process, Earl Miles, the developer, solicited usability feedback. What would make Views easier to configure? And went through, well, a number of people were doing mock-ups, and what we have today in Views 2 is a rather complex system that is reasonably understandable to someone who is new to the project and hasn't used the module before. There are some counterintuitive things that kind of catch you by surprise here and there, but overall, I think it's a very good job for such a complex module. I mean, that module's complexity is probably matches, well, I can't say that. I was going to say it matches Drupal's core. Certainly the code is as big as Drupal's core, or it must be close to that by now. But I consider that generally a success. Now, it's ironic because Views has been called out for other design challenges. But in terms of the administrative functional interface, in terms of functional design, I think it's quite effective.
And so what are some other sort of big principles that, you know, when you're developing a site that stand out as sort of the most salient things or that sort of come up again and again that you find to be really important?
Well, a couple of big ones for me are affordance. One is affordance, which is what does the design sort of invite you to do? A real-world analogy might be a handle on a door that has a loop on it, and it looks like a pull handle. It's affordance. It's affording you to pull on the door. And you could put a sign on there that says push. People will go up and pull on the door first because that's what the design invites them to do. Same thing in websites and in applications is you want to make sure that users are encouraged to do what is desired by the programmer and they don't end up clicking on the wrong thing because it looks more inviting or it looks like the next thing to do. And that can be helped through using design principles like contrast dominance to composition to chunking to simplifying and limiting the user's choices. Another big one that is really kind of tough to get, and I think Drupal generally does a pretty good job with it, but Drupal 7, I think, has some big improvements in this area, is in error handling in terms of helping avoid user or administrator errors and also allowing administrators or users to confirm that they actually want to do something that's irrevocable or avoid the problem or be able to undo it.
Maybe you could give a little example of in terms of your client work where they had a problem and you had to come in and sort of apply some of these principles to sort of like, you know, either have user confusion or make something more usable if there's something sort of very tangible that you've had experience with.
Well, one of the things that Dries highlighted and has been in development in Drupal 7 is being able to edit in place. And that's something that we did to some extent for one project we did for BMW, an intranet site for their technology division. And being able to edit a node right from viewing it, as opposed to having to go dig into a single node view and then find the edit tab and go through this whole process. And just trying to simplify that process so it's a little easier to update and change content. That was a big concern in that project because what they're doing is constantly updating their own internal project statuses for the rest of the company to examine. BMW has all these people worldwide and their internet, which is closed to the outside world, so we can't show the site. We just have some screenshots. Another example, which is quite common and it's almost gotten to be a joke, is adding more aspects of AJAX updating so that you are doing selective calls and updating parts of the site without having to go through a whole new page load. Every time the page has to load, you're slowing down the process. And one thing about interactivity is you want responsiveness and you want things to happen quickly and you want to be able to see it happen without losing your place. And every time the page goes blank and then reloads, you have to find your place all over again. And so AJAX has been a huge improvement in that area. And it's nice to see that that's really developing further. I think the jQuery library is just amazing in having some tools like that, as well as things that, you know, which is a lot of what jQuery is giving you visual cues as to what's happening so that things don't pop open or whatever. You actually see some motion. Gives you a sense of almost a physical interface that you're interacting with, and that makes it more intuitive. You're not having to think about where you are, what you're doing. You just do it. You're focused on the task instead of focused on, well, what do I click now?
So, is there any sort of a interaction design thing in Drupal 7 that you're excited about seeing, or even usability improvements that you're looking forward to having in the next release of Drupal?
Well, I do like the edit in place. That is very sweet. I think some of the architectural changes, like getting profile into CCK fields, will help centralize administration. A lot of the challenges that we have, that people new to Drupal, our clients included, encounter, is just how do I find how to do this or that? And you might think it's in one place, but no, this has a special interface and you have to go over here, in fact. And the more we can consolidate and really give Drupal core kind of an object-oriented architecture feel, where I want to do this, this is the area I do it. More of an object-oriented design, I guess, as opposed to programming, although there's trends in that as well. Those are the kinds of things that I like to see. I like seeing the improvements in the welcome to your Drupal website experience. Getting rid of that was a big one. I think we need to get rid of the slash node auto-loaded page, because that also becomes a challenge where you're having something happen that you're not necessarily intending to happen. And that could be very alarming and confusing.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.